I vote for the Outer Critics Circle Awards for the best theater on and off Broadway. We voted The Band's Visit the best new musical last season off Broadway, so it's ineligible for an OCC award this season, even though it's now the best new musical on Broadway, about an Egyptian police band stranded in an Israeli town where the musicians and the locals interact heartily with each other. The Band's Visit is a love song to humankind, with a thoughtful book by Itamar Moses, classic-sounding songs by David Yazbek, Katrina Lenk as a life force on the stage, and the band at the last blows the roof off on Broadway. The Band's Visit is nominated for a Tony Award up against three popular juggernauts this season, Frozen and Mean Girls and SpongeBob SquarePants, musicals more spectacular, but not with the artistry or the humanity of The Band's Visit. I'm always much more excited by the revivals every season, and two of the greatest musicals have come back to Broadway, My Fair Lady and Carousel. Rodgers and Hammerstein's Carousel is thrilling right from the opening waltz as life whirls around the carousel. Jesse Mueller is sweet and lovely as the small-town girl in love with a Studley Barker. And Joshua Henry is the best Billy Bigelow I've seen. Angry and selfish, but redeemed by love. Everyone sings wonderfully, including one of the great operatic voices, Renee Fleming. And though dance is nonetheless my blind spot in the arts, Justin Peck choreographed ballets that bedazzled even me, especially Blow High, Blow Low, as fishermen acrobatically out hornpipe each other in the musical revival I expect will win the Tony and the Outer Critics Awards, Carousel. Lerner and Lowe's My Fair Lady is often considered the definitive Broadway musical, and the Lincoln Center production is quite enjoyable, if not the best production I've seen. Harry Hayden Payton is tremendously adequate as the solipsistic Henry Higgins transforming a low-life flower seller into a proper lady by teaching proper speech. It's impossible not to remember Rex Harrison, who did not sing. His Higgins spoke brilliantly in tune and in tempo. Hayden Payton actually sings, and the songs somehow don't land all the wit of the musical source, Shaw's Pygmalion. Lauren Ambrose is best in the revival, sweet but also strong enough to endure Higgins, and in the end, a much more self-determined woman than I've ever seen before as Liza Doolittle. One of the great shows nonetheless is My Fair Lady. Aaronson Flaherty's Once on This Island is the best of the several productions I've attended through the years, mostly for being staged at Circle in the Square, a theater with the audience close and virtually on the island, almost as if interacting with the islanders. The Outer Critics also nominated the off-Broadway classic stage company revival of Stephen Sondheim's Pacific Overtures, all about Commodore Perry opening Japan to the West and to a modern world with gunboat diplomacy. Imagined by director John Doyle with the style and sensibility of Japanese kabuki theater, CSC's Pacific Overtures was the musical I voted best for the OCC Award. We nominated as Best New Musical The Prince of Broadway, a show that's more of a revival than new, a celebration of producer and director Harold Prince, who's been a creator of some of the Broadway's greatest musicals, from The Pajama Game and West Side Story through classics of Stephen Sondheim, including Sweeney Todd and my favorite musical, A Little Night Music, also a variety of blockbusters, Fiddler on the Roof, Cabaret, Evita, and Phantom of the Opera. Harold Prince himself directed, with Susan Stroman, delightful scenes and songs from the shows. Though it's only new-ish, I voted the Bio Review the best new musical for the Outer Critics Circle Award. The Prince of Broadway is one of several shows this season that reminded me why musicals always have been my first love. I'm Michael Bourne.